You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are Kirk Burke and Natalie Wilson. Kirk is the local coordinator for Girls and Boys on the Run, and Natalie is the statewide coordinator. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Kirk and Natalie, tell us a little bit about what you do.
I am the local coordinator, again, for the Girls on the Run and the Boys Run E2WU Klutzing, which is Clink It, for Strengthen Your Spirit. And it's a program built around empowering young girls and empowering young boys. And it's an amazing program. All the curriculum and the lessons are taught through running games, and it's just been a great program to be involved with. The grades for the boys is 3rd through 5th grade. For the girls, it is 3rd through 8th grade. So,
how about you, Natalie?
Yeah, I'm the statewide coordinator for Girls on the Run, so I get to travel around Alaska bringing Girls on the Run to different communities around the state.
And I think most people have a pretty good idea what Girls on the Run and Boys on the Run do. It's a running, you know, you kind of incorporate running and physical activity with some lessons, with like some specific goals. So when it comes to girls, what's really the focus? Is it different than it is for boys?
Just
what's the difference?
A little bit, yeah. So girls have to overcome kind of media images of how they are supposed to be, and they have to develop this kind of inner strength to kind of resist that and just to learn to believe in themselves, to have confidence in themselves, to know that they're beautiful on the inside and out, and to when they achieve this 5K, often for them, that's a transformative life experience.
And how about, what about boys? Are there bad habits or ways of thinking that they have to unlearn when they start the program? And how does the program help with that?
Exactly. And that's one of our goals, kind of to redefine masculinity. You know, there's a lot of stereotypes built around male masculinity and so with the boys run, the goal is to, a lot of people say, well, how do you empower the boys? But we do. And it's through the lessons. Our curriculum is broken down into 3 segments for the boys. Just to give you a little example. The first section is sense of self-knowing and one's worth. Then we have healthy relationships and communication, teamwork, community, and positive decision making. So through all of those, we empower the boys, teach them how to communicate. One of the lessons, Natalie just spoke to stereotypes about gender. One of our lessons for the boys also is about those gender stereotypes. So it's really a great program. And the overall vision for the boys program is pretty powerful. So I like the vision is to instill healthy relationships and life skills in boys, empowering them to create communities of nonviolence and respect. So that's our vision for our boys program.
I really liked that concept as well. I actually took that phrase for my next question because I wanted to ask, you know, how do some of the lessons address that specifically? Do you have any examples?
So what I was going to say was, yeah, so for example, I can give you a prime example. For sense of self-knowing and one's worth, one of the lessons we do is about personal strengths and positive thinking with the boys. And when we say personal strengths, we try to break down some of those stereotypes about what male strengths are. And that to be in touch with themselves and accept them for who they are. And also that strength doesn't always mean being the big, strong person. There's a lot of different aspects to being strong. So, and also making good, healthy decisions, you know. So all of those, the lessons are pretty amazing. And the boys have responded really well. This was my first season coaching, and I really saw some transformation in a lot of our boys. So
I was just about to ask that. Do you guys see big transformations from like day one to the last day?
Yes. I had a young man this season. You know, he had a really powerful personality. And when he started out the season, Having such a powerful personality, you know, if you add a negative attitude to that, it can be infectious. By the end of the season, he was probably our best leader. He was the one tapping other boys on the arm, coach is talking, shh. You know, he participated in every single activity. And I think the biggest thing for me was I had a conversation with his mother, and they saw the same things spilling over into his school. His teachers had gave him better performance reviews and talked about how much more positive he was in the classroom.
That's great. How about you? What kind of transformations do you see?
Well, my daughter's been in the program now for about 3 seasons, and with each one, she just gains in confidence. She speaks up more often. She speaks her mind more clearly. She can name what she's feeling more clearly. And she just took a lot of pride in what she was able to do with the 5K. And she loves getting the medal at the end of the 5K. It's a big motivation for her.
The medal. That's cute. Mm-hmm. When kids enroll in this program, is it typically their parents' choice, or is it their choice, or a little bit of both?
I'd say a little bit of both, yeah. So we give all the kids a flyer to take home, and hopefully they give it to their parents, and then the parents sign up. And I wanted to let everyone know where you can sign up. So for girls, you can sign up at GOTR, that's for Girls on the Run, greateralaska.org. So GOTR, greateralaska.org. For boys, it's boysrun.org. So they can sign up right now. They don't have to wait for the flyer to come home.
And where do you guys run around the town?
We run at each of the schools. So it's an after-school program meeting at the different schools. And each school has a different situation. Usually we run in the gyms, the hallways, and then when the weather's decent, we run outside on the track, wherever there is to run.
I understand that one of the things you want to talk about today is recruiting coaches for the spring season. So what does coaching entail?
Yeah, so it's a 10-week program. We've got 21 lessons plus the 5K, and we encourage coaches to sign up for twice a week so that they can really bond with the kids. So it's either Monday and Wednesday or Tuesday and Thursday after school for 75 to 90 minutes at a time. And they're with a team of other coaches, so 3 to 4 coaches per team. They have all the materials they need all prepared, and they have the curriculum all prepared. So they just have to come and kind of bring their joy and enthusiasm and love for these kids. And their positive mentorship will change these kids' lives.
What sort of fitness level or running ability do you need to have to be a coach?
You do not have to be a runner. I think that is the biggest misconception. Our program is built, of course, where the lessons are taught through running activities. But you don't have to be a runner. We are not a marathon club. The 5K is about empowering our young people and giving them a goal to reach at the end of all their hard work. And it's really gratifying. But you don't have to be a runner, and it's a non-competitive. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get the boys and girls to improve themselves, to work on their own time, but not to be competitive with each other. And we've had some coaches that come, and they use that as a platform to actually run and be active, whether they're parents, teachers, or people in the community, to start exercising themselves. But again, you don't have to be a runner. We looking for leaders and good mentors, and yeah, so running is just a small aspect of it.
Right, and the other aspect is teaching lessons. So
yes.
Is teaching experience or experience in that area required?
Not at all, but it is helpful, mm-hmm. especially just like knowing how to deal with a group of kids. That's an extremely helpful skill. But you do have your team of coaches to rely on, and you have Kirk here who's going to visit all the teams and provide his support.
And how is it like for you traveling to other different, like traveling all across the state, meeting
it's
different teams
cool.
and
so
coaches?
It's been cool. So far, I've only got to go to Valdez so far, but hopefully other places soon.
All right. Well, we're just about to wrap up. So tell us a little bit about how we can become a coach, where we can find out more information about the program and all that.
Yeah, you can find out more at our websites, gotrgreateralaska.org or boysrun.org. And you can call Kirk at 586-4902. Or you can email him, kirkb@awareak.org. Lots of info there. So we sure hope to hear from coaches. We need lots of coaches to make the season work.
Anything to add? Any last thoughts?
Yeah, I was going to say that one of the things is, along with coaches, for the boys' run, we are in two schools. We're going to be at Montessori, and we're going to be at Harborview. But we are looking to expand, so please, we're looking for coaches. And if the more coaches we have, we'll expand to more schools and provide this opportunity for more young boys. And also, we are in partnership in the boys' run program with Clinkin and Haida, and we would like cultural bearers also to come out. So if you speak the language, if you know the history of the Tlingit culture, if you can tell stories, we're looking for those people to come out so we can add that aspect to our lessons each week.
Cool. Yep. That's a great message. I hope you guys get a great response. I know the Girls on the Run program is pretty popular. Are you saying we need some more boys to even it out?
Yes. The Boys Run, we're a little behind the Girls Run. We've only been here in Southeast since 2014, and we're making up ground, but we're always looking to grow. So we're excited, and more coaches we have, like I said, the more young boys that are going to have an opportunity to experience this.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all the information. Now that you've been on a Juno afternoon, I'm sure the applications are going to be flying in.
I hope so.
So we really appreciate you being here today, and good luck with the spring season.
Thank you.
Thank you.